Shalom Lechem, sweetest friend, Yeshivit Speshchus, former member of Tzchich Lidushmas, Maharaj Sester, Rosh Rib Shmuel, Leli Nishmas, Rosh Pinchas, Ben Rib Yaakov Tzvi, Avdan Zushir Rib Yosef, Maharaj Chanan Rib Skunam, Asalta Chanan Rib Smeir Zev, Sus Fuz Chai Yechav Yudis Bas, Chai Yechav Fege Bas Michal Yudis Bas, Yab Sosha Chalei Yisrael, Ephraim Ben Rus, Sosha Chalei Yisrael, learning about Neuro Elokim Mikdashecha, based on a eulogy given by Marana Moshe Zatzal for Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal, two very special tzaddikim. It says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Tzaddik avad ve'en yisam alev, ve'anshei chesed ne'asafim ve'en mevim, ki mipnei ara'a ne'asaf ha'tzaddik. Rashi ein benotarim mevim mara ha'kadosh baruch hu v'salko, ki mipnei ra'a. Says in the pasuk that a tzaddik is lost and people don't understand why. And the reason is because evil is going to come to the generation. So therefore the tzaddik was taken away. So to Gemara in Sanhedrin, when a tzaddik is taken from the world, evil comes to the world. And the Gemara quotes the aforementioned pasuk, at tzaddik avad ve'en yisam alev, ve'anshei chesed ne'asafim, ve'en mevin. ויש עוד עניין שלא יראה את הצדיק, את הגזירה עתידה לבוא, וכן שלא יעכב בתפילתו את הצרה. כמו שרש"י מבאר בתענית, הצדיק עבד ואין יישם הלב, מפני מה הוא מת. בני הרע נאסף צדיק, מי שלא יצטערו ברע, ואחר שיגדו הגזירה מלפניו, כי בני הרע נאסף הצדיק, לשון אחר ובני הרעות אלו הוא נאסף, שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא רוצה שיבקש עליהם רחמים. So there are two reasons why the tzaddik is taken, according to this pasuk. One reason is because he shouldn't experience the bad that's going to come, and the other is that he shouldn't be mevakish rachamim and daven, that the evil shouldn't come, because it's a gzeira, and it has to come. Hashem doesn't want him to daven. As mevoar ba-pasuk, that when the tzaddik is lost, ve'eini sam alev, nobody pays attention. So you have to pay attention. Ve'ein mevin. So you have to try to understand. V'kach yish lavin et v'ray Rambam v'ilchot ever. V'sof perik yud gimel. V'echad mebnei ha-chabura shemet tida kol ha-chabura kula. Kol shlosha yamim rishonim yiret atzmo kilu cherv munachat lo atzavaro u'mishlosha v'ad shiva kilu im munachat b'keren zavit. Mikan ve'ilach kilu overet k'negdo bashuk. כל זה להכין עצמו ויחזור ויאור משנתו. בריא אומר, הקית אותם ולא חלו מכלל שצריך להקיץ ולחול. Says in the Rambam, that if one of the Bnei Chabura dies, everybody in the Chabura, everybody in the group, should be very concerned. Ram doesn't say, Loshon very, I'm saying very. Ram just says, Tidag, the whole Chabura should be concerned. All of 3 days, he should see himself as if there's a sword on his neck, from three to seven, as if he's in the corner. Munachat b'kerem zavit. And from here on in other words, with the sword is in b'kerem zavit. And from here on in, overet kenegdo bashuk, as if it's passing by him on the street. In other words, he should really feel the pressure that he has to do tshuva. Lachin atzmo, to prepare himself, v'yachzor, and to return, v'yor mishnato, and wake up from his sleep. V'reyu omer, you hit them, you smote them, and they didn't feel it, they didn't wake up. In other words, the point of avelus is to wake up. We've seen the Rambam 3 times. The Rambam says things are supposed to wake you up. The Rambam famously by shofar, also by mezuzah, and also by mavis. It's supposed to wake you up when one of the Bnei Chabura dies. It's me'ikir din avelus. They have to wake up. And when the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal was nifter, bevaday shel kol bnei chabura yish din avelut, u'meikar din shel avelut hazot, letbonen v'lasim lev, ein yisam alev, tzich lasim lev. May avad, it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, avad milcha'an dav eshalyin be. The brachas are lost. The brachas that the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal brought to the world, without gvul, without mida. זה משום שהם התברכו ממקום שאין בו גבול ואין בו מידה. וזה זכה מכוח עבודת השם שלו שהייתה דבקות המוחלטת במי שאמר והיה עולם, שבראת העולם שהוא כולו מוגבל, משורש לא גבול, והתכלית היא בשביל גילוי כבודו שהוא בלתי מוגבל ואין בו תפיסה כלל. וכן הדבק בו בעצמו, הדבק בו בעצמו מחובר על שורש אין לו גבול. When you serve Hashem, the world's limited. When you serve Hashem, you tap into the unlimited world, and that, of course, brings down the brachas. The explanation is, our rabbis tell us, Yom Chafalef, Makom Aron Eino Min Amida. The Aron didn't take up space. As Rashi explains, Eino Toifes Lemait Mimidas Acholu Shel Bais Klum. It didn't minimize the area, the open area of the Beit HaMikdash. How is that possible? You have an aron, and it's not taking up space. You see it's there, you can knock it, it makes noise. But it doesn't take up any space. Ech ze yachol liot? Benyan hu, sh'arei makom aron hu be'even hashtiya. The Makan of the Aron is where? In the Evan Ashtiyah. Like it says, the Gemara in Yuman and Gimel Amvei is Mishanit al Aron Evan Haita Sham Imot Nivim Rishanim Vishtiya Tanikrait al Evan Zu Haita Aron Omed Hay Aron Omed Vinikrait Shtiya Shmenu Shtat HaOlam. There was the stone from which the world was created, and that's where the Aron was. It was beneath the Aron. As the man, like the Mandiyama that Mitzion Nivra HaOlam. It says in the Tosefta Mitzion Mechla Yofi Elokim Ophia. שם הוא נקודת ציון, שממנה בא השפע והברכה לכל העולם. ושם מתגלה עיקר כוונתו התברך בעצם הבריאה. שהרי משם מתחילה הבריאה. והבורא הוא בעל כוח בלתי מוגבל. ובריאת העולם היא כולה מעשה של שימת גבולות. במגמה לגילוי כבודו, התברך שאיננו מוגבל. מקום החיבור בין הפועל שאין לו סוף, ובין העולם שלנו, הוא מקום הארון. שהוא מקום הצירוף, שבין הבורא לנבראים. לכן מקום ארון בעצמו אינו חלק מהמידה, כיוון שהוא הדבר שאין לו מידה, שמתגלה על ידי הבריאה שמתחילה שם. The shefa comes from the aron, from the kodesh hakadoshim. That's where it all started. The world is limited in order to reveal the glory of God, which is unlimited. And the place of the chibur between the Soif, the Ein Soif, is the Makom Aron. That's the place where there's a connection, there's a bond between the Borei and the Nevraim. Therefore, Makom Aron Eino Min Amida, because it's a Davar She'ein Lo Mida. It's unlimited. It connects to the place where there are no limits. So therefore, Eino Min Amida doesn't take up space, because it's coming from a place that's not limited. You can't limit the Aron to the space, to the place of the Kodesh Kadashim. It's beyond that. It also says the Aron is nicely as nice of it carried those who carried it. The whole mitzius of the world is totally in the Aron. It's the basis of the whole world. That's because the Aron is the kli through which Torah is found in the world. V'atorah makor ha-koach shekol ha-mitziut ba'olam. She'omedet al ha-torah she'yafsharut ha-yichida la'vi et ha-olam l'tachlit she'kvod shemayim. שלכל מה שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולמו, לא בראו אלא לכבודו. The Aron is the kli that holds the Torah. The Torah is the makor of all the mitzias. It's the source of all reality. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for His honor. And this is only possible through Torah. שמונחת בארון. That's how we have a world. There's another inyan nifla in the Aron HaBris, shebo ikar gilui shel midat nora. Oisiyas Aron or Oisiyas Noiro. Achron ze milashon nora. When we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're only praising him as how he conducts the world at that time. Why is it called Anshei Knesset Gadol Shechzira Torah LeYoshna? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Akel HaGadol HaGavav HaNarai, Yirmiyahu said, what? The Goyim are making all that trouble. Where is Hashem's Noirois? Where is his awesomeness? He didn't say Nora. Daniel said that the Goyim are Mishtabid Bibonav. The Goyim are enslaving us, subordinating us, subjugating us. Where is his Gvura? See, he didn't say Gvura. And came the Anshei Knesset Gadol, and they were Machzer HaTorah LeYoshna. And they said, that's Hashem's Gvura. Shekoyvesh es Yitzroi. He overcomes his Yitzroi, he has patience. But there is Shayim, that's his Noirois. That if not for his Moira, how can one Uma be Miskayim Beina Umois? Rabbanan Hecha Avdi Achi Vakri Takante to talk in Moshe. Amar Belazim Mitoch Sheyegim Bekadosh Baruch Hu Shamiti Hu Lefikach Lekizbuva. So you see the Noirois of Hashem that Am Yisrael remains despite being surrounded by all the Gentiles? And you see the Gvura of Hashem that he's Kovish as Yitzhak, he doesn't get angry. Aye, how did they uproot what Moshe Rabbeinu said? He said, Gadol Gibor Nora, how did they uproot at the end of the earth? Kadosh Baruch Hu's emes. He doesn't like people being machazeg bo, saying dishonest things. So if the meat of Gvura is not evident, if the meat of Noira is not evident, so you have to omit it. The Tos Yishan brings the name of the Yerushalmi, Brachas Avnehem and Aleph. Lom Elo Amar Nora, Ela She'en Nora Ela Bebeit HaMikdash. שנאמר נורא אלוקים ממקדשך. היינו כשקשרה ירמיהו שבבית המקדש שמיועד לגילוי של מידת נורא, רדי השחת השכן אחרים מקרקרים שם, הבין שאין גילוי למידה הזאת בעולם ולא אמרה. עד שכנסת הגדול החזירו התרה ליושנה, שהם השיגו שיש עוד אופן של גילוי מידת נורא בעולם. It's a shame, why doesn't he say Noira? Why didn't he say Noira? Why didn't Yirmiyahu say Noira? The answer is that when he saw the Beis HaMikdash, which is there for the revelation of Hashem's midah of being Noira, of being awesome, of imposing fear, and the Goyim are Makakar and Be'echola, the Goyim are in there, destroying it. Being Mevazeh the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he understands that there's no revelation for this midah in the world. She'en gilu the midah zot ba'olam, and therefore he didn't say it. Anshei Knesset Gadol, Machzer HaTorah LeYoshna. That they understood there's another way of their revealing the midah of Noira. Yerushalmi says, "Ein Noira lebeis hamikdash, Noira Elokim imikdashecha." But he understood. Anshei Knesset Gadol understood that there's another revelation of Noira, that the Jewish people still exist. And that's the pasuk, Noira Elokim imikdashecha. That from the mikdash comes the midah of Noira, instilling fear in people. And the Hemshech HaPasuk is, he gives strength to the nation. In other words, the power of the nation that we still exist, that's another gilui of the midah of Noira. So Noira is Noira Elokim Imigdoshecha, and also, Huna is saying, Oiz v'sa atzuma islam, the power of the nation. When the Aron is b'mekoyim of v'beis hamikdash, zehu gilui shel midas Noira b'b'chinas Torah shebichtav. V'zeh ma she'esigu anvi'im. בלבן שכנסת הגדולה גילו בעולם את מידת נורא בבחינת תורה שבעל פה. גם זהו גילוי של מציאותו של אהרון בעולם. חכמי ישראל הם הכלי שמחזיק בתוכו התורה שבעל פה. זה נוירה בבייס המקדש, זה התורה שבכסף. נוירה אורוין. And then there's נוירה, תורה שבעל פה. The Jewish people are still around. תורה שבעל פה, it's in the Jewish people. They're the Oroin, Etzem Mitziusam, like it says in the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Dalet. Kshenach Navshid Rebbe, Amram saying, Nitzchu Ari Limit HaMitzukim V'Nishba Oroin HaKnoshba Oroin HaKodesh. And when Rebbe died, his maidservant said that the Holy Ark has been taken captive. He He personifies the ark. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Rebbe. So it has to be Gilui Midas Noira Ba'olam either Alidei Aron, Aron Abris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or Chachmei Yisrael, Aron HaKodesh. It's also Chachmei Yisrael. In the Slich of Etzom Gedalia that Rashi writes, we see a Chiddush that on the Evan Ashtir, which is the Makan of Aron, we see Shem Havoya. As it says there, Revutza Alav Evan Shtiyah Chatuvim Sham Yinon Alea Chakuk B'michtavim Te'er Shem HaMeforash B'tvai Gluvim. So it says that there was a Chakika, it was engraved, Shem Hashem was engraved on the Evan Ashtir. Makom Ha'orim. B'zeh Mishum Shemidat Nora Yesh Le'yachas Im Shem Hashem. That's the Gilui B'li Gvul, the limitless revelation. It's revealed in the Aron, Shein Mekoyim Min Amida. V'zoti Midato Shel Yaakov Avinu, She'amar Achar She'nitkapcu Kol Avanim She'shachav Aleihem Levan Achat, Hi Evan Ashtiyah. Ma Noira, Nora Makom Hazeh. V'darshu Hazeh Chazal Melamed She'ara L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Beit HaMikdash Banui V'Charev U'Banui. V'Yira V'Yomar Ma Nora Makom Hazeh, Zeh Banui. As it says, Nora Elokim Mimikdashecha. Ve'en ze hari charev. As it says, Oze ze haya daveh libeinu alei lechashchu inenu. That's ve'en ze al ze haya daveh libeinu. The churban habayis. And then it says, Vayter in the pasuk, Ki'im beis elokim, banuim shuchla latid lavor. Like the pasuk says, Ki chizak b'richei she'arich. So the medrash says in this pasuk, Manoi ra amoko ima ze, that's the base of mikdash built. Noi ra elokim mikdashecha. Ve'ein ze, now it's no longer, it's lost. Al zechash, al zeh yadaveh libeinu. Kim beis elokim, it's built and perfected in the future. And it's going to come back down. That's what Hashem showed Yaakov. He showed Yaakov this mid of noira. Anoira amoko ima ze. Ze ha-beit ha-mikdash ha-banui. Ze inyano shel Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal. שנתגלתה בו הדרגה הנפלאה הזאת, שהוא צמצם את עצמו ללא גבולות וללא מידה, והעמיד תורה ללא גבול וללא מידה, באופן כזה ששום דבר בעולם לא הגביל אותו. בכל מה שנוגע להרבצת תורה ועמדת תורה, וזה הוא נהיה לבחינה של אורן הקודש, שנתגלתה על ידו בעולם הנהגה של מידת נורא. ולכן נראתה בהנהגה שלו העניין של הארון, שנושא את נוסיו, כשעל כתפיו החלשות שבקושי נשאו את גופו, המיס עוד ועוד בלי כל גבול, ממש יהודי. לא תפס מקום, it was a shever clay in his body. והארון נשאת נוסף, he was carrying the Torah, and the Torah was carrying him. And he kept taking upon his weak shoulders more and more and more and more. Unbelievable, thousands and thousands. Talmidim, building more and more buildings. Just unbelievable. What one person did, even if he was a healthy person, it'd be amazing if 10 people did, 10 healthy people did what he did. He was a person who was sick every single day, decades. The worst, his best day in decades was worse than any of our worst days. Pretty safe to say that for most of us. Al ken, kshakadosh baruch hu bikesh liyishiva shel malat nosei aron shel hador shelanu, shal yadon nitgalta hanaga hanoraa shelo, al ze vaday ra'u lekonen et kinat yishayahu al yoshiyahu, shehu ze shegnaz et haaron b'mechilat shetachat hakarka. והגניזת ארון אמר כי מפני הרעה נאסף הצדיק. כי ללא גילוי של ארון שבעולם, מתעוררת השאלה הגדולה, איך אומה אחת יכולה להתקיים בין האומות? ועל זה צריך לשים לב, ולעורר את ההבנה, like the pasuk says. אין איש שמה לב. ואין מבין, צריך להבין, זה הקינה של ישעיהו ליאשיהו, שגנז את הארון. צריך לשים אל לב, צריך להבין מה קרה פה. מפני הרעה נאסף הצדיק. Because without the gilui of the Aron in the world, how do we exist? Terrible things can come upon us without this Aron. צריך לעורר את ההבנה ולקיץ ולחול, like the Rambam says, you have to wake up. כי בסתרקותו נאבד מאיתנו ארון הקודש, וקידוש השם כשאין כמוהו, הרויה מקדש השם ולא הניח כמותו. אנשים רחוקים באו לראות צורת אדם של איש אלוקים. עליו רואי לקרוא השליך משמיים ארץ תפארת ישראל. ולמידת נורא נקראת גם תפארת, ולכן בסתרקותו, צריכים לפקוט ולתעורר בתשובה שלא תבוא עלינו חלילה רעה. ועל ידי התעוררות, נזכה לגילוי מחדש של ארון הברית, בבניין בית המקדש, לקצז למדרש. מקדש בנו אינו עירו, then it's taken away, אין זה, and then it comes back, בייס אלוהיקים. עשייה מורנו ורבינו הגוין רב מוישה זצה, לברך שהשם ייתן כוח לרבנית הגדולה לאורך ימים טובים. ולבנו מלא מקונו, הגוין רב אליעזר יהודה, שהוא כעת ראש הישיבה, שליטה, ויגדלהו וירוממהו לקראת התפקיד הנפלא והנורא שעומד לפניו, ויעזור וירחם המקום התורה הגדול הזה, שמגלים בו תורה ותפילה, ויסדו מצוקי ארץ קדושי עליון, ויתן כוח להגדיל ורומם עוד ועוד עד שתתקלב ותחזור התורה ליושנה, ואז נאמר, הקל הגדול, הגיבור והנורא על גילוי המקדש, נורא אלוקים ממקדשך. נו, הדברים היו מעוררים, מרוממים ונפלאים. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.